Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. October 2025 has been a truly exciting month in the worlds of technology, sustainability, and cybersecurity. And we're diving into the most crucial updates. First up, let's shine a spotlight on this year's X.org Developers Conference, where NVIDIA's Linux graphics driver team took center stage. NVIDIA's Dogukan Korkmaztürk highlighted some long-standing challenges with screencasting under Wayland, issues that get in the way of smooth screen sharing and video capture. The sticking point is the lack of a unified Direct Rendering Manager driver-side API on Wayland, compared to the more mature X11 system most are familiar with. NVIDIA's team pointed out the troubles, explicit synchronization headaches, inconsistent performance, and gaps that directly affect how people experience Linux desktops and streaming. The takeaway? There's a real need for ongoing collaboration and innovation within the open source community to level up the Wayland experience. As Wayland grows in popularity and more distributions switch by default, unified APIs and robust support become more crucial than ever to developers, creators, and casual users alike. While Wayland is on the rise, so is the global demand for electric vehicles, signaling an eco-minded revolution in transportation. Latest figures show electric vehicle sales have surged 11.7% so far in 2025, an impressive milestone for sustainable mobility. Some have argued we're seeing a shift from electric to hybrid, but the reality is a bit more nuanced. Gas hybrid sales are indeed climbing, but that's mainly eating into pure petrol cars. Despite all the noise, electric vehicles are more popular than ever, showing that the push toward emissions-free driving continues to gain traction worldwide. This dovetails with some remarkable progress in the global renewable energy sector, where solar and wind are not just making gains, they're rewriting the electricity playbook. According to the latest report from Ember, solar and wind power met all new global electricity demands for the first 9 months of 2025, clocking up a whopping 635 terawatt-hours of new clean energy. That number isn't just impressive, it exceeds the total increase in global demand, which means renewables are not just keeping up, they're outpacing expectations. Now, renewables account for 43% of global electricity supply, a clear sign that the planet's reliance on fossil fuels is steadily marching toward obsolescence. As more countries and industries double down on clean tech, we can expect major shifts in policy, investment, and infrastructure, not just for the climate, but for long-term energy security. Let's turn our attention to hardware, and specifically the Linux kernel, where support for bleeding-edge graphics is once again on the agenda. The next major Linux kernel release, version 6.19, is queuing up preliminary support for Intel's brand new Tri-Xeon monophosphide_LPD GPUs and Crescent Island graphics cards. This is a win for users and developers who want the latest in graphics horsepower without waiting months or years for their favorite platform to catch up. With the merge window just around the corner in December, the open source world is watching closely to see how these new drivers roll out and what's next for open high-performance computing. Naturally, staying modern isn't just about hardware, it's about software foundations too, and one of the biggest shifts is happening in the Qt toolkit. Historically, Qt has relied on CPU instructions like RDRAND and RDSEED for random number generation, but that's changing in a bid to improve both reliability and speed. The move is now towards sourcing entropy, or randomness, directly from the operating system rather than the processor, especially in light of performance quirks and bugs with AMD hardware. The key benefit: operating system-provided randomness is generally more robust, makes code more portable, and helps sidestep hardware-specific snags that have haunted developers for years. It's a great example of the open-source community listening, adapting, and delivering better tools that can be trusted in production environments worldwide. And the evolution doesn't stop with Qt. Programming languages themselves are also rapidly advancing, and the GCC compiler is in the thick of these changes. While plenty were hoping to see GCC switch the default to C++ 2.0 this year, developers including Red Hat's Jakub Jelinek have said it's not quite ready yet. The reason? Integrating C++ 2.0 across the entire codebase isn't simple. It's a painstaking, systematic overhaul that will require ongoing community time, energy, and care. Features like concepts, ranges, and new standard library additions are transformative, but ensuring backwards compatibility and robust tooling is never an overnight process. For now, GCC developers will continue to prepare, test, and iterate, so coders everywhere can take full advantage of what modern C++ has to offer, when the time is right. Jumping over to security, there's a dramatic shift underway in data exfiltration, as revealed in LayerX's 2025 Browser Security Report. Traditionally, file transfers were the go-to tactic for leaking corporate data, but this year, copy and paste has overtaken old-school downloads and uploads. The reason? The growing adoption of generative AI, tools that can quickly ingest, process, and move sensitive data with just a few keystrokes. AI-powered copy-paste attacks are exposing a new threat plane that doesn't respect traditional network controls or security policies. Companies urgently need to rethink their security postures, embedding smarter detection and prevention mechanisms, and staying a step ahead of these fast-moving risks in AI-driven workplaces. As digital threats get more sophisticated, the burden is shifting to more adaptive, holistic security frameworks that cover behavior, rather than just blocking files or watching traffic. Speaking of adaptive innovation, some of the world's most inspiring progress is unfolding outside of traditional tech hubs, namely, in sub-Saharan Africa's solar revolution. Economist Skander Garam has chronicled the rise of homegrown startups delivering affordable solar solutions to millions, transforming how communities access power. In 2024 alone, over 30 million solar products found homes across the region, with current installation rates at a brisk 400,000 systems per month. This growth is a direct response to long-standing energy deficits, but it's also a glimpse of what decentralized, resilient infrastructure can look like for the rest of the world. By leapfrogging legacy grid challenges, these innovators are writing a blueprint others can follow, blending social entrepreneurship with scalable technology. When you look at these stories, from corporate security to solar startups, it's clear the world is in the midst of interconnected, transformative change. Whether you're a developer, engineer, policy advocate, or just curious about where digital and sustainable innovation is headed, there's never been a more exciting time to tune in and contribute. Drawing the threads together, all of these advancements highlight the need for constant adaptation and learning, because in technology, standing still means falling behind. The open source world keeps proving that with community-driven solutions and a commitment to transparency, we can tackle complex challenges across industries and borders. Whether it's making Linux more user-friendly, upgrading our vehicles and energy systems, or defending critical data in new digital workplaces, the pace of change isn't slowing down. If anything, these rapid developments show that the future belongs to those willing to embrace continuous improvement, thoughtful security, and bold leaps in hardware and infrastructure. So as we look ahead to the rest of 2025 and beyond, the real challenge lies in balancing speed with stability, building a technological foundation that serves people, planet, and progress equally well. Thanks for listening.